The following program contains coarse language.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
For sexual references, adult themes.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Contains super awesome content not suitable for people who don't enjoy super awesomeness.
Safety Net Studio presents.
There is literally a podcast about everything.
Podcast.
Presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk.
Hi. Welcome to the future.
Candace Ray.
What's so funny? There's nothing funny!
Listener discretion is advised.
The Jaguar.
Jaguars dominate on land.
The Jaguar is the most feared predator.
You guys know me, but people who don't know me, listen, if something's going to be funny, whether I'm the victim or not, it's funny. Funny's funny.
Right.
And I'm in.
Very funny. Joke around.
Have a drink. You deserve it.
Dave Wheeler.
It's not the first time Wheeler's comments have led to a suspension.
We're supposed to act in a civilized way.
Crazy. Take it out of context. It might sound a little crazy.
That's crazy.
Shut up!
Hi, everybody. Our curtain's about to go up on you.
Welcome.
I like that.
Relax and have fun.
Wheeler After Dark.
Welcome to the program. My name is Dave Wheeler. My wife, Candace Ray, and the sad Jaguar are unable to make the show today, but we do have some stuff on the show that you have never heard before. Stuff from the cutting room floor, stuff that was being saved for just an occasion like this, or possibly a vacation date, so you are going to get a full show of stuff you've never heard before. Music news you can use is brand new. Find out who Beyonce says inspired her right from the lips of the woman who inspired her. That's coming up in part two of music news you can use. In part one, Andrew WK, Party Hard, remember that guy? He's got new music out, and find out who he's dating. It'll actually probably surprise you. Also on the show, the Dave line, we are going to save all those calls for Monday's show. I'm sure it'll be full over the weekend. 204-615-DAVE, 204-615-3283. If you want to call over the weekend and say hello or get anything off your chest, or you're just confused and just upset from all this COVID stuff, feel free to call the Dave line, which is brought to you by Frank's Pizza. Three locations of Frank's Pizza to serve you. North Main, Riverbend area. Catchment area is pretty big. Selkirk, if you're up in that area, catchment area is all of Selkirk. Also, the brand new location, which is approaching 2 years old, Kirkfield Westwood Club 3D. Click the link down in the pod script. Try the La Pizza Week pizza, the Philly cheesesteak from Frank's Pizza. Give it a go. Order today. It is officially hashtag Frank's Friday. Okay, also on the show, we've got Jasmine Lane popping in with Over-Opinionated. Who's she going after today? A guy by the name of Drizzy Drake. Find out why a little bit later on. NHL report, Winnipeg Jets were looking to make playoffs. 7 losses in a row. Find out how they did and if they're on their way to the postseason. All that and a whole lot more, as per usual.
Turn it up. Smoky Trails.
Yeah.
Do you see their number? 1204-904-WEED.
Nice.
That's a weed.
Mm.
Nice.
That's smart.
They
Isn't
got
smart?
Weed, Dave.
Mm. Big shout out to them, though. They were awesome last week, and
I love one of those.
We got the Tweed Hound's Tooth and Soda, but they're sativa drinks, which THC in them. And I know I have taken a zip before. Do you have a different flavor, Dave?
You have the houndstooth? Yeah. I have also had the houndstooth and soda.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you. They were awesome. They were super, super awesome last week, and I really appreciated their...
That was a good day. That's a great shop. What I liked about it is it had less of it, because I know I was talking last week how it has a kind of like that Apple Store kind of feel, most of these dispensaries.
Yeah.
That one had more of a... You walk in, you see your grandma's china cabinet over in the corner, and that's what's where the weed is displayed.
It was cool. I liked it. I like their little setup. It's nice.
Much more of like an art gallery feel than an Apple Store feel.
It's good.
Yeah, that's actually a nice bit.
Felt comfortable in there. Like, it just felt...
Bitch.
See, that...
Fucking child locks.
Fucking, they're so stupid.
And then two doors down, we went to... What was that store called?
Custom Culture.
Custom Culture.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I had never... So, I love candles. I love candles, flowers, I'm in. Plants.
Those are your things.
Those, just love them all. So candles, I love burning candles, and they had candles there for when you're smoking weed, and I thought, are these really going to work? And they were two for $25. They work so well. smell. Mm-hmm. So if you've never bought one before, there's like scented candles to take it away. I was like, are you guys sure? Like, I can't be like, are you sure these are going to work? Because everybody says their candles work, and they didn't. Mm. So anyway.
Mm. These ones do.
They worked really well.
So yeah, they are really good.
I highly suggest them. You can go out of this and edit all this. But, you know.
I'll keep it for something, I'm sure. Okay. I got to load up the Dave line here anyways. Sorry about the link mix-up to the VIPs that are in there. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm just really fuzzy, and I messed up Tuesdays and Mondays links were switched. So
the old switcheroo. Yeah,
they figured it out. They're smart people. What?
At least
you can golf.
Yeah, that's how I can tell my head's fuzzy, just little tiny mistakes like that.
Yeah. And also, I'm just staring, and you're like, what?
You got any weed?
Is that the name of this show? You got any weed?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, how many do you think? 12?
How many joints did I smoke?
Throw the whole day. And full ones. And we're talking like not a Candace roll.
One, two, right? Three.
I think you had about like six.
Five, six. Yeah, six or seven.
Ooh. Yeah, that's deep. Mushy, mushy for sure. Your brain is like potatoes now. Mashed potatoes.
Ooh, I like you should have seen him, Candace. It was fucking awesome.
It's good. I'm glad you just let it all go.
One thing. Okay, so we're kind of downsizing a bit, you know, with spring cleaning and, you know, basically doing what Marie Kondo does. We're like, this has served me well. It doesn't serve me anymore. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Right? We're going around the house doing that. Mm-hmm. You know all the golf balls, like sleeves of golf balls that people have bought us over the years? Like your girlfriend Belle brought one from Australia. I picked up ones when I was down in Oakland seeing a baseball game.
Yeah.
Those are the balls I played with yesterday.
Good for you.
Yeah, just all the commemorative balls. So there's Australia balls sitting in the water at Glendale. There's Oakland Athletic ball. Oh, I fucking hit a guy.
Yeah, you did hit a guy.
Yeah, I hit a guy.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you about that.
Yeah. You just remember now.
I was waiting for you to... Yeah. I wasn't going to say it.
On the first tee box. Yeah, first hole. First hole.
Did you just shank it?
Glendale, hole number one goes this way, and then hole number 10 is off to your right, and they kind of go in the same direction before they branch off. And so we're all kind of standing there, and we do the flip and whatnot as far as who's going to go first. And I'm pretty baked because I just finished smoking my first joint of the day. And I get up there, I'm like, all right, everything's fine. None of us stretched at all. Like we basically,
no, absolutely not.
It's cold outside. It's about 4 degrees. No one's stretching. So
body's just like frozen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just gave kind of a quick little shoulder pull. I was like, all right, we're good to go. And so I swung that club and I duck hooked it right. It had eyes. It went, I mean, there's a lot of trees, like old oak trees that are out there. And it finds the needle through the hole and bounces twice and then hit this guy in the back of the shin. They were like, I'd say two-thirds of the way up the second fairway.
Oh, yeah. It was
he mad?
He didn't seem too upset about it.
He didn't say anything, and he kind of walked away.
It bounced a couple of times and then hit him, so it didn't hit him full freight.
Yeah.
But they were long gone by the time we were even up there. So
yeah, and also for anybody
anybody
who's golfed, once you step on that golf course, you are potentially at risk of getting hit by a golf
ball.
You have to keep your awareness about you.
I kind of set the precedent because about for the next five holes after that, we had balls come really close to hitting us. Yeah. Like you could tell it was early in the season.
That was your fucking fault.
Totally. I set that
karma. That in. Hey.
Yeah. You welcomed that into our round.
Totally. I'd say about three or four balls came within a 20-yard vicinity of where we were all standing.
I was drunk enough. I didn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. But. No one did. But like I said, early in the season, man, no one's got their A game this early. No.
What do you drink when you're on a golf course, Jaguar?
Everything.
Everything.
Because you're pretty you're pretty steady. Like you like your rye or you'll like your red wine. You don't tend
I won't
to overly
drink wine.
Mix.
I won't drink wine on the course ever. What do I drink on the course? I'll kind of drink anything, but what was I drinking yesterday? Ryan Ginger's. I had some gin something rather.
Yeah,
and then I had
gin and cranberry.
Gin and something, and then I had a vodka something.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll mix it up.
Okay.
Did you have one of those Glen Lagers?
No.
Oh. So
I don't drink beer. I don't really drink beer.
Glendale is celebrating their 75th anniversary. This is a Stanley Thompson designed golf course, and Stanley Thompson is a very renowned golf course designer. And so to commemorate the 75th anniversary, they got in bed with Torque Brewing over on Route 90 and did a specific lager, 5% easy drinking lager called Glen Lager, which is only sold on their golf course.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Neat.
Yeah.
Can anybody go to Torque and get a booze? Like, can I just show up there and be like, I'd like to make a small batch? Yep. And then you just pay for all the materials and everything?
Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I remember the...
Well, you want to make a beer?
Yeah, I do.
What would you call it? And what would it be?
Wow. Lots of questions. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought it through yet. Just got in my head. Could I be a strawberry beer?
Yeah, probably.
Peach says you look beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Peach. Mm. I would do a strawberry beer, if that's a thing. I think it's a thing. I think I've had one before.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Sherry says you drink piss.
Who said that?
Sherry.
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, I have. I don't. I'm not an actively drinking piss, but...
I mean, they don't have them on the
it's happened.
Golf carts.
You got to read?
Oh, my God. Dateline. Moving on.
I need a booze drink. I
think. Oh, right. Wow. You're ready to go?
Oh, ready to go. Time to turn it back up. You mix and I'll do the liner here.
I will enjoy my walk.
You don't have to spend most of your day on a shuttle when you get your vehicle repaired. I'm Anita from Vernas Auto Body, one of the few downtown shops with full mechanical and collision services. Suspension work, oil changes, AC, alignments, front end work. We do it all. A downtown location easier to get to than most dealerships. Less overhead, lower labor rates, it's all at top of the waterfront.
You're part of the family at Vernas Auto Body.
982-4540.
You gotta open your throat, relax your jaw. Oh!
So much music.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Rock and roll.
Gotta hate rock and roll.
It's catchy, right?
Let's get this party something.
It's unfair that we can't listen to our music because it is about drugs and promiscuous sex.
It's music news you can use.
For May 7th, 2021. Tool guitarist Adam Jones has teased that an Epiphone model of his limited edition 1979 custom Gibson Les Paul guitar may be arriving soon. The original version of the guitar was released last year and was made available in two formats, a signed version, which there are only 79 in the world, and a vintage original spec version with only 179 copies. Now, a post on Jones's Instagram suggests there may be a new version of the custom guitar coming via Gibson's typically more budget-friendly subsidiary, Epiphone. The post features a regular Gibson guitar case next to another that shows the Epiphone logo beside the words Adam Jones 1979. Jones captioned the post, "More prototypes." Tool released their fifth studio album, Fear Inoculum, in 2019, their first since 2006's 10,000 Days. After dropping his latest single, Babylon, earlier this year, Andrew WK has officially announced his fifth studio album called God is Partying. It'll be out September 10th. The artist performed all the instruments on the 9-track record, which he co-produced alongside his longtime recording partner, Ted Young. Andrew WK is offering up another new tune for the effort. It's called I'm in Heaven. Have a listen. Send me to In addition to the album announcement, Andrew WK has also confirmed the rumors that he is in fact dating Kat Dennings, who is known for her acting in Two Broke Girls and most recently, WandaVision. The two met earlier this year in Los Angeles. And Tom DeLonge has revealed that he plans to release an unheard track from his side project, Boxcar Racer. The group, comprised of Tom DeLonge, his former Blink-182 bandmate Travis Barker, and David Kennedy from Angels and Airwaves, released their sole self-titled studio album back in 2002. With the 20th anniversary of the project fast approaching, the former Blink frontman addressed Barker's claim from last year that an unreleased Boxcar Racer song could be set to arrive soon. Appearing on the latest edition of the Rock This with Allison Hagendorf podcast, DeLonge said this.
I think Travis already let out of the bag that we do have a Boxcar song laying around. We have not decided when to release it, but there is one. And we did it over the past, like, I think a couple years. I mean, but we just got to figure out, like, when that comes out, you know, and how we do that. But we plan to. Does that help?
Back in March, DeLonge said that a single from Angels and Airwaves' upcoming new album would sound like a track by Boxcar Racer. Coming up in part two of Music News You Can Use, find out who Beyonce said inspired her music career. That's coming up later on the Wheeler After Dark podcast. NHL Report brought to you by Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. Two locations in Winnipeg to help you through the pandemic. If you need to get some relaxation, go for a massage. If you need some physical therapy done, go see their main clinic at 366 St. Anne's Road. Both locations do massage. The other location, 835 Henderson Highway, is exclusively the massage therapy clinic. Stop in, talk to them, get on the road to recovery, especially if you have a parent that is aging and not being able to get around with the COVID. Stop in, click the link down in the pod script, Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. Winnipeg Jets were looking to avoid an 8th straight loss in Calgary to take on the Flames Wednesday night. A win would put the Jets in the postseason.
And it winds up on the stick of Elias Lindholm back in his own zone to make a play to Gaudreau. And now Tkachuk whips the puck in, looking for a big bounce out of the corner. He got it, but it hopped on Nesterov, who fired it across, and that's taken away by Lowry. It's a 3-on-1 back the other way. Lowry shoots, scores! Adam Lowry! A minute, 9 seconds in, makes it 1-0 Winnipeg.
That was Adam Lowry's first of two on the night. That one ended up being the game winner as Blake Wheeler added two more and Connor Hellebuck made 32 saves for the shutout. The Jets have officially punched their ticket to the postseason. 4 games left in the season for the Jets, with all of them at home starting tomorrow night, hosting the Ottawa Senators. The Chicago Blackhawks said they believe that Jonathan Toews will be back on the ice for the Blackhawks. The 3-time Stanley Cup winner and Winnipeg native has not played a game this season with an undisclosed medical issue. For Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center, that's the NHL Report.
How to express your opinion,
your opinions
in English.
Certified lover boy, more like certified woman stealer.
I love changes.
Drake is being accused of snatching singer Naomi Sharon, who's guesting on his new album, from her man who she was engaged to for 8 years.
We're under the assumption that he left 10 years ago.
And now he's speaking out about the incredible love they had until, and I quote, "This major opportunity comes and a world star calls your fiance to sign a record deal, flies you both over, and then out of nowhere, all the trust has vanished with knives in your back and in your heart."
I lied.
And I mean, come on. Drake lives in a 35,000 square foot castle that has a full-size NBA court in it. Who wouldn't want to be with him?
I just don't enjoy it. It's not an enjoyable experience for me, and I don't like any of you.
And while money can't buy you love, I mean, just take a look at Bill and Melinda Gates. It can definitely persuade you into doing all kinds of crazy things. Which is why, though mates before dates is a motto I like to live by and loyalty is a dime a dozen these days, this really isn't Drake's fault to me. Did he cross a line with flirting with this singer while knowing she was engaged? Sure, that's kind of an uncool thing to do, but she also just got her first big break into the scene that she's been dreaming of, and it's definitely not uncommon for people to leave their old life behind when they get sucked into the cult that is Hollywood. Let's look at the facts here. Who was engaged for 8 years? Oh, right, Naomi. Who cheated on her fiance? Oh, yeah, Naomi. Kinda sounds like this one's on her.
Just two.
I'm Jasmine Lane, and maybe I'm just a little over-opinionated.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
What?
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 What? What?
What?
What?
What?
What? What?
What?
What?
Say what?
Say what?
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you!
What's Trending is brought to you by Nutrilon Winnipeg. Got a lawn? Call Nutrilon. They've been serving Winnipeg and area since 1986. They're all good to go. They guarantee their weed control. They'll get back to you in 24 hours after filling out the form at Nutrilon.com/Winnipeg. They'll come check out your property. Nutrilon, partnering with you to achieve the lawn you deserve, all while providing a first-class customer experience. Nutrilon.
Call my boss. He's great. He'll take care of your yard.
Link down in the pod script. Go check that out. This may excite you. This is a little weird for me, though. Emma Watson. You're familiar with her?
Yeah.
You okay, Candace?
Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
Yeah? You okay? Yeah. Emma Watson. She was, you'll remember her from Harry Potter. She played Hermione Granger. So she came from one franchise where that's dealing with magic, and she's jumping headfirst into another one. She is going to be in the new Doctor Strange movie.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's going to be an apprentice.
It says, Marvel is notorious for managing to pull off surprise casting moves and keeping those decisions under wraps, as we saw most frequently the introduction of Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Valentina.
Oh, yeah, that was a great
one. That was a good one. So there is no chance Watson could have joined Doctor Strange 2, as some were saying in the past. At this time, there have been no official reports announcing Emma Watson's casting in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. However, the concept art that got leaked says that it may actually be legit. So, hopefully.
Exciting.
I would love to see it.
That is exciting.
I love Doctor Strange.
Me too. Mm. My favorite by far.
Right?
Yeah.
But you said that the new one coming out might trump that.
That very well could.
It does look
Shang-Chi?
Really,
oh, yeah.
It does
yeah.
look really, really good.
Yeah.
Legend of the
Ten
Rings.
But the whole story of Doctor Strange is truly awesome.
Yeah.
Like
I fucking love it.
Concept of a story. I just love all of it. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that he can move time, that scene with Loki, mm-hmm. and he just drops him for half an hour. Sorry, I just went on a deep dive in my own head.
that's all right.
I have really great memories of his acting in those. Sorry, everybody, but thanks for joining me here today on a Monday morning while I go through all the scenes I like.
I also want to hit
about Doctor Strange.
I also want to hit
You're welcome.
What the Benedict Cumberbatch
Fuck
are you talking
it's
about?
It's our show. You can do whatever you want. You want to talk about it for 20 more minutes? Fucking go for it.
This zoned out moment is brought to you by weed.
No! You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use.
College girl, but a freak on the weekend. He be tripping on me when I'm going vegan. He be tripping on me and I know the reason. I gotta break up with my every season.
Megan Thee Stallion is set to be the focus of a new online reality show called Off the Leash with Megan Thee Stallion. As Complex.com reports, the Good News Rapper's unscripted project will come as part of the expanded Snapchat original series from Snap Inc. An official synopsis says, quote, Megan will be joined by celebrity friends and their pets, hosted in a way that only Megan can, unquote. The forthcoming Off the Leash, which is expected to arrive at some point later this year, an exact premiere date is yet to be announced. News of Off the Leash comes after Megan Thee Stallion announced last month that she would be taking a hiatus from music, explaining that she would be back when it's time. Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, has recalled the time Beyonce told her that she was inspired by the Spice Girls. Appearing on the latest edition of the Breaking Beauty podcast, the singer-turned-fashion designer spoke about her experience of crossing paths with Queen Bey.
You know, when I met Beyonce a few years ago, and she actually said to me, it was the Spice Girls that inspired me and made me want to do what I do and made me proud to be a girl. I'm proud to be who I am. And when someone like Beyonce, who is so iconic and such a strong woman, says that she was inspired by the Spice Girls, you know, I think that that's quite something. You know, it's and with Victoria Beckham Beauty, it's not about changing who you are. It's about making the best, feeling inspired, feeling empowered, feeling strong.
Posh Spice and Beyonce enjoyed huge success in the 1990s and early 2000s, and the Spice Girls and Destiny Childs respectively, with both groups going on to reunite on multiple occasions since. And finally, Adele has marked her 33rd birthday with a rare post on her Instagram account. The singer celebrated her birthday on May 5th by sharing a selection of new images of herself with the caption, 30 free. Adele's latest post marks her first Instagram activity since January, where she celebrated 10 years of her second album, 21. After guest hosting Saturday Night Live back in October of 2020, Adele signaled that she could make a return to music this year. She wrote on Instagram at the time, quote, I'm going back to my cave now to be the single cat lady that I am. Peace out till next year, unquote. That's music news you can use for May 7th, 2021. I'm Dave Wheeler.
Let's go.
That's all you need right there. Those guys are unbelievable.
That's my time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
On behalf of myself, Dave Wheeler, my wife, Candace Ray, and the Sad Jaguar, we bid you adieu. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See ya.
I didn't want to do this. I wanted to come out and tell a few jokes. You created this monster.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being here with me for a little while.
You guys have been great. Thanks a lot for coming. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, then.
All right.
This podcast is property of Safety Net Studio.